Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancora fanciulli e ogni sera su quel prato.
Oh yes, good day people, good day humans. Oh, here's the mic that I was looking for. Hello, yes, much louder, Technicolor. This is Wandering Rhythms, and you are now tuned in to the sounds that the humans of planet Earth make. That's right, we're broadcasting from the Blue Planet, and in the next 2 hours, you're going to hear music from across this great Earth. And the first hour, as usual, is a big mix. So we're gonna be jumping around. We're gonna be wandering in and out of rhythms. And the second hour will take us this week to Northern Ireland. Yes, the north part of Ireland is its own nation. Kind of a confusing place sometimes in terms of where the allegiances are. But yes, Northern Ireland, a deep tradition of music there. And in an hour, we will be diving headfirst into the brackish, beautiful, cold waters of Northern Ireland. I'm going to start with a track by a classic Nigerian funk band. These guys are called The Apostles, and here's a track from 1972 from an album called The Sopranos. Is that right? The Sopranos? Wow, even before the show. Yeah, this track, Black is Beautiful, and indeed it is. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Color.
Black is stainless.
think about black.
Black is beautiful.
Black is a supernatural color.
Black is stillest, man.
Yeah. fila. Elle se rapproche de toi. Elle va te briser le cœur en morceaux. C'est idiot. C'est simple à deviner. Regarde ses yeux maquillés.
Pretty little song about a girl breaking your heart and stuff. That was Femme Fatale by La Position du Tireur Couché. And a record called Chic just came out in April. So yeah, a band from France, as you might have guessed. And before that we heard very neat fellow from Brazil. And his name is André Sampaio, and his group Os Afromandinga. So yes, very influenced by West African music, where he traveled. And Brazil, if you didn't know, it is the second most, how do I say this in a nice clean sentence, the nation with the second most populous black community. So, Nigeria, actually the first song on the program I played was from Nigeria, and the second from Brazil, and those are the two nations with the biggest black populations. If you, yeah, Brazil, that kind of surprised me when I heard that, because it's not in Africa, but yeah, huge migration of Africans there. And so, yes, that was André Sampaio in Os Afromandingas, the track Juízo Final Adubada. There you go, from 2013. And yes, as I mentioned, started off the program with some funk from Nigeria, The Apostles, and the track Black is Beautiful from 1972. Yes, a lot of wonderful, empowering funk and rock and fuzzy stuff going on all across West Africa, Nigeria in particular, in the 70s. So next, I'm going to play something that I was kind of on the fence about. But then, as I was walking here earlier, I heard somebody playing the bagpipes. So I feel like it was some sort of a sign. And so we end up with this band that we're going to hear from Argentina called Skiltron. And they're kind of like a throwback metal band. And this song, I think, is all I need to tell you. It's called Bagpipes of War.
Thank you.
are listening to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM on the radio and CJSF.ca on the interwebs. And I'm Nick Legacy, your host, and you just heard a brand new song from a brand new album by brand new Bjork on a brand new set of ears. I don't know. Don't go too far with that. All right, but Bjork, the little princess from Iceland, who has just very, very unexpectedly released an album out of nowhere, out of the blue. So I think her plan was to drag it on a little bit longer and actually promote the album before releasing it, but it got leaked, as in somebody found the album, snuck into her suitcase, stole that album, and released it for the world.